Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now. Brought to you by Northtown Kids.
Well, you know, hopefully I can add a little insight from experience, especially the 8 years of being in the NFL, being behind the scenes in the draft, knowing what goes into it, knowing how they evaluate players, know how you do a mock draft to try to figure out, you know, who's going to be available, you know, when we pick. Because I think most people, they just think you get to pick who you want to pick. No, you got to pick who's available when you pick, and you got to try to figure that out so that you can, you know, put some guys in the right spots for you and what your needs are on your team.
Nick Saban will be a part of draft coverage. His analysis will be, you have to pick guys that are available.
And this guy is a football player, let me tell you.
Sure, he'll be good. He's good. All right, hey, good morning. It's sunny. It's nice.
Today's going to be a nice day.
Today is 7th spring, and next week will be... You'll tell me there's snow in the forecast and it's going to be miserable again in mud season part 7.
I believe that is on the docket. Or was it this past Saturday?
Don't even look it up. I don't even want to know.
I heard some thunder yesterday for the first time this year.
Okay. I've got a question.
Yeah, low of 36 a little bit later in the week.
I didn't want to hear that anyway. So Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade, but maybe he hasn't requested a trade. Anyway,
his agent says he hasn't requested a trade.
He has unfollowed the Niners on Instagram. This is not a thing you actually have to care about.
You could, though.
You could.
Sometimes it comes to fruition.
Here's my question / statement / plea with, I don't know, anybody willing to listen. If you're listening, thank you. Joe, I had a person write to me on Twitter about the Ayuk idea and said, we shouldn't replace a diva with a diva.
Oh, man. All right.
And my feeling in my heart was, I need to mute the word diva for the rest of my life. Because here's the statement I want to make. Or the question. Maybe I should put this up as a Twitter poll so we can find out, you know, what percentage of Bills Mafia has lost their minds.
Mm-hmm.
If you were told today the Bills are going to make the Ayuk trade, it'll go exactly the way it did with Diggs, would you take it?
Yes.
Of course.
I would sign up in a heartbeat.
You will get 50 games where for 42 of them, the quarterback and the receiver will lead the league in touchdowns and yards and catches.
Right. They'll be the most effective duo in the league.
And yet, you've got some Bills fans acting like, we can't make that mistake again. What?
I think if you... Also, is Ayuk a diva? Why is he even being called that in the first place?
Because he plays receiver, and other people take notice of who he follows on Instagram.
And because he wants to be paid?
Yes.
Is that it? A receiver wants to be paid, and they're a diva? Okay.
That is it.
I think if you are, and I don't even think Ayuk really qualifies for that. I want a diva. The divas are usually the good ones. The ones that are called divas. I don't even want to say they are. Just if you have a receiver that's being called a diva, you know what that receiver probably is? He's probably really good. How often do you hear DJ Chark called a diva?
Right.
Right? How often do you hear, I don't know, who's like a bad receiver? Josh Reynolds. How often do you hear Josh Reynolds called a receiver? Not that he's bad. If your receiver's being called a diva, he's probably a really good wide receiver.
Yeah, it's
a really good wide receiver.
It's someone with an opinion. It's someone that's whatever. You could say it a lot of different ways.
I just think if you're eliminating anyone where you just even have a whisper of, oh, this guy's got diva qualities, then I think you are eliminating all the number one wide receivers in the league, and you're never going to end up in a good place. You're never going to end up with a great wide receiver if you do that, if you subscribe to that.
And the reality is, like, it happens all over the field. You just never see it happen said that way about anybody but receivers. I mean, we watched Brady and Rodgers late in their career become the definition of this. And
oh my God.
The label doesn't necessarily stick the same way. Whatever. If you're a great player, you get a different set of rules. That's just kind of how it works. And again, not even to say Ayuk is that. Even if it went that way, these top receivers, I've seen Marvin Harrison Jr. has been given this label already because he didn't work out at the combine or whatever, or he didn't run for his Ohio State pro day or whatever the specific set of circumstances were. Oh, I don't know about this guy. He no-showed for his interview at the combine. Okay, or it got moved. Who the labels that get attached to pretty much only receivers, it's wild. You don't want Brandon Ayuk because, I'm sorry, why? He's amazing and feels like he should be paid well for it. How long until Justin Jefferson gets this tag put on him? Oh, he's a problem. If his quarterback this year isn't good, there'll be realistic fears about what Jefferson might want to do. He wants to have a career. He wants to be good like a lot of these guys do. So for me, it's just there's lots of reasons to think that Ayuk is ready to be the next Diggs. And if you think that is a bad thing, I don't know what to do with you.
Did Terrell Owens start all this? When did this start?
Who was the first?
Yeah. Was it Owens working out in his driveway, you know, yelling at the Donovan McNabb and the Eagles?
Probably happened before the Eagles' time, sure. It happened in San Francisco with him, I guess.
What, like who standing else? On the star? Or even beyond that? I don't know. Who's before Owens that would have been called that? Because I feel like a lot of guys since then have been called that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Ayuk is obviously not that for me. And if you want to say problem, like I saw one take this weekend, I'm forgetting who it was, that if you trade for Ayuk, then you are, you know, you're re-entering your cap problems, I guess, if that's your pathway for a receiver. I mean, you're probably going to end up there no matter what. The Bills are always going to be a team that spends right up to the salary cap. So one way or another, that's going to happen. But obviously the bigger talking point or debate about Ayuk is, do you want to go right back into paying a wide receiver $25 million a year? You're basically signing up for the entirety of Josh Allen's prime. Because if you, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, you trade for Ayuk right now, what is he, 26 years old? You think 5 years, maybe? If it's the Diggs length, 4 or 5 years. You've basically taken all of Josh Allen's prime, and your number one receiver is always on the big contract. Like, you never got to the stud young receiver on a cheap deal where you could spread that wealth elsewhere, you could do other things with it. If you go Diggs to Ayuk, that's basically all of Allen's prime with, you've got to pay the big receiver number one money. You never, in part because you never drafted a guy, right?
And I don't actually see any problem with that at all. Is it not six dozen one, half a dozen the other? Wait, six of one, half dozen the other? Sorry, that's what I was getting at.
Uh-huh.
I could either pay a receiver $30 million and have to spread it around somewhere else, or I could pay my defensive tackle who I go out and get in a big deal. I mean, Ed Oliver got paid big. They went out and signed Vaughn. He was pretty old. Next year, they're going to have a ton of cap space. Aren't people going to want them to sign somebody expensive? Whoever that might be.
They're going to do something with it. Yeah. They're not going to be $10 million below the cap going into a season.
Right. You're going to spend this money eventually. And if you're spending it on Allen, number one, and then the other spots to spend it are, what, left tackle, defensive end, wide receiver. Like, those are the big spots. Maybe corner if they went out on the market and tried to sign somebody to a market-level deal. So you're going to spend the money somewhere with all the picks they have, the 10 picks in the draft. This is the argument against trading up is, hey, we're a team that's going to be near the top because of our quarterback, and we have expensive taste. I think Bean might have expensive taste. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
The one way to offset having expensive taste, whether that's, you know, on a receiver or defensive end or whoever, is to get a bunch of guys on those cheap deals, and they have 10 picks to do it. So if you want to save money for free agency next year and go out and land a really big fish, then the way to do that is to not trade up, use all your picks, and when we get to next year, say, like, well, listen, we got four guys in the draft last year that look really good, and they're starters. We're going to pencil them in for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, go ahead and sign this edge rusher. Go ahead and sign, you know, whoever it might be, if it's Ayuk to an extension. So I'm not afraid of the quarterback receiver money. I mean, you've got lots of examples of it around the league that have worked.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just think it's exactly one of those things where for a while we had the no quarterback on his second contract has won a Super Bowl. And of course that was just a matter of time before that got obliterated, and Mahomes going to do it a bunch of times. And Allen's probably going to do it. Is Burrow going to do it? Is, you know, name the quarterbacks. We're about to enter a 10-year period of a lot of great quarterbacks on second-year deals that will not be replaced. So that it's just the nature of the beast. It's the passage of time with the salary cap in the NFL.
Yeah, that's good, too. The Super Bowl odds right now, like who's the highest-ranked Super Bowl team that has a quarterback on a rookie deal?
It's got to be Houston.
Houston is seventh. Oh, I skipped over San Francisco.
Okay.
So it's the first team, but then two through six are all quarterbacks that
second contract got paid.
Yeah, should we consider? We spent a lot of time on the idea of, and I have on the Bills going into the top 10 to go get Rome Odunze and trade their first round pick next year to do it. Should we consider Ayuk to be more likely to happen?
Yes,
like it's more probable that, what is it, 8 days from, more than that, 9 days from today, that they are going to. It's more probable that they will trade for Brandon Ayuk that night than they're going to trade into the top 10.
Yeah, I might say that. There's a couple different reasons. One, Ayuk is it's a stable target.
Right.
You are calling one team and meeting that team's price.
Right.
You want to, let's make it about Odunze or neighbors. That is not a stable target. They could go 4-5-6. They could go 4-6-11.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody, and I've got to call a few other teams. I've got to outbid the other teams on that draft night. And if I'm calling the Niners for Ayuk, they know I'm giving them 28, but if I'm trying to trade up, now that team that is drafting in the spot that's 8th, mm-hmm. 9th, I've got to convince them or pay them to drop back to 28. I'm paying a different price.
Right.
So, sure, I think the variables are greater when it comes to moving up in the draft.
And if you move up into the top 10, you're giving up your first-round pick next year. And for Ayuk, you're not doing that.
No, you're probably just giving one first and some more beyond that.
That would be your way of, you've landed your whale, your number one receiver, that night while still maintaining that you have a first-round pick next year.
Yeah.
And 2 seconds.
I don't necessarily think it's funny, like, it's one of those things where I'm trying to pick which outcome is the most likely or what should be the favorite.
Like for him to get paid or traded?
Well, you asked me if I think it's more likely they trade for Ayuk than trade up into the top 10. And
yeah.
I think yes. But if you ask me, okay, how about trading to 16?
That's more
now
likely
that's
than
back
Ayuk.
On the table because you might be able to do that without giving up a first.
Right.
We all expect him to make a move.
I do.
The Twitter poll was 90% of the Bills fans that voted think that Bean will select somewhere other than 28. I mean, if they traded for Ayuk, they wouldn't be selecting at 28 because they'd probably trade that pick. So we're 10 days away from finding out exactly what it is they're going to do. But I do expect movement.
And again, the reported price that the Niners wanted from Jacksonville for Ayuk was Zay Jones and the 19th pick overall. So if they want a player on top of it, maybe the price comes down. I don't know. The Jaguars wouldn't be in it anymore, right? Like I guess they could be. They already paid Gabe Davis. Maybe that report came after they did that, though. I don't know. But you're paying 28, and you're probably paying up. You're giving them Khalil Shakir or a player off the roster. Like if that's that, you don't have to. But that's what the Niners. If that report is right, it's what the Niners wanted. They wanted a receiver back in the trade.
Is first time we brought this up. You mentioned like Shakir and said, is Shakir not more valuable than Zay Jones?
He is. But is he a 9-pick trade down more valuable? You know what I mean? Is 19 and Zay Jones equivalent to 28 and Shakir? Because what's the difference between 19 and 28?
It's a good question. I don't know. The Bills.
But I agree. Yeah, I think Shakir is more valuable than Zay Jones right now.
But then I'm back in the same problem I had before, right? So, okay, the problem is I need to help out my receiver room and help out Josh Allen. If I give up a receiver to get a receiver, my numbers are still like, oh, well, we got to take two now.
But they have...
Sure, they've upgraded.
But the room looks substantially better. It's still, and it fits better, right?
Now it's just Ayuk, great, and Mac Hollins, and right. Curtis Samuel. Okay, yeah, I forgot about Curtis Samuel.
Curtis Samuel's the slot guy, right?
But the point is, Shakir is someone that became one of the most efficient receivers in football last year, and I think that you're not the least bit eager to give that up. So if you're offering me, all right, I can trade away a receiver to get a receiver, or I just don't do that and try to build it organically through my own draft picks in a deep class, I think the Bills are more likely to just kind of stick where it is. If Shakir is an ask from San Francisco, I think that's what the Bills say. Like, well, we're not going to go down that road. That just makes way less sense for me. I'm just moving my problem into a different spot. I need to bolster my receiver room. And yes, I'm upgrading, yeah, but I'm also moving it to the outside. I don't know,
but
I'd be very surprised, because Samuel can play in the slot. Kincaid can play, obviously, big slot. We know that. They've got so many guys available to play the middle and not enough on the outside that I get why you would say that.
Sure.
I just don't think the Bills would be eager to do that.
That's why you draft Jalen Polk in the second round after you trade for Brandon Ayuk, though.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. 10 days from the draft. Meanwhile, I got Kyle Porter, who covers golf for CBS, predicting... or asking the likelihood of a Scotty Slam.
A Scotty Slam. So he needs the other two. Wait, is he saying within a calendar year?
Well, what if he got just four in a row? Include the players.
Man. I mean,
he's got
Tiger didn't even do that.
No.
Not in 1 year.
He's got the two big ones. PGA's next.
Yeah.
The Open.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Open this year? Because I know we got Valhalla and then I think Pinehurst for the U.S. Open.
Yep.
The Open Championship in 2024 is in Royal Troon.
Okay. I don't know how good he is there. Anyway, Kyle Porter, he points out, Scotty has lost to one golfer since March 1st.
Wow. Who's the golfer?
Good question.
Okay, doesn't matter. It's one golfer.
Who won 2 weeks ago? Who won when he missed the playoff putt? It was that story about the guy, Peter...
Malnati?
Yes.
Malnati.
Right.
Who ruined a golf pole, a pool that I was in this week, because he was like 20 over par.
Congrats.
Sorry, Malnati.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, give us a call if you'd like on the Ayuk rumors and chatter, because, you know, it's out there, and reports are that Pittsburgh has been aggressively pursuing that route. We'll chat with you if you'd like here on WGR.